pretty cool or what? You're listening to music that is specifically made for cats.
That was so soothing. That and could that put me to sleep.
You hear the purr in there and all
yeah.
of that? Scientifically,
it made me purr.
Did it? It made me very relaxed and mellow.
Yeah.
David Tai, he is a musician, a composer, an artist, and he will be joining us in just a few minutes. He's made this CD called Music for Cats. And I believe, did you talk about that a couple of newscasts back there?
Mm-hmm.
Music for
it's
Cats.
It's a perfect story.
Yeah, it was. And we had to follow up on it and find out, especially.
I wanted to know a little bit more.
Here's the weird thing is that so many people are downloading this from iTunes now. It's one of the top CDs over there.
You're kidding.
Woohoo.
Wow.
But I think a lot of these people are downloading it for
themselves,
not for their animals, not for their cats.
Yeah, that's the kind of music I listen to in my head thing at night when I go to sleep.
Yeah. So in just a few minutes, we'll find out. And I think we have some giveaways of his CD coming
awesome.
Up, too. So composer David Tai, Music for Cats. Bring your cat around the radio. We'll play another clip of it in just a few minutes, and you can see how they react. Our cats all get very mellow and start kneading, making biscuits. That's what they do. Lori, what are you working on over there in the newsroom?
You got another perfect story. There is a new Guinness Book of World Records in the world of cats. So we'll tell you what that one is for coming up.
A Guinness World Record involving cats. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Joey, what are you working on over there?
If your dog has crazy hair, like Philistilla, and you can't control it, I'm going to tell you about a regular common product that you can get most anywhere, a drugstore, even a dollar store, and control it and make your pet look wonderful.
Oh, you know what? You have all of these inexpensive tricks of the trade that I'm sure are pissing off groomers nationwide when they hear you tell the trade secrets.
What are you going to do?
Yeah,
you know, I'll tell you what. When they pay me what Animal Radio pays me, then I will stop doing it. So there you go, groomers. Kick up to the kitty, and there you go.
Okay, let's go to the phones for your calls. If you want to talk to Joey Villani because he's paid to be here and answer your questions, or if you want to talk to Dr. Debbie about your veterinary issues with either your veterinarian or your animals. You know what? She can give you a second opinion if you think your veterinarian is just, you know, way off base. We're actually working on the technology to hold your animal up to the speaker.
And let her diagnose it.
Yeah. Still working on that.
Okay.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Hey, doing well.
How can we help you today?
Well, I have a black lab mix that I got from the shelter, and she is a wonderful. She's about 3 years old now. And very well, you know, went to obedience training with her and learned how to, you know, sometimes you got to train the people to train the dog.
Oh, yeah.
So I learned all the steps to, and she's wonderful. Can teach her to do the paper, sit, stay. She has this odd behavior. Maybe this is more common than I think. But she likes to, if there's other dogs, like we go to a friend's house and take the dog with us and, in the backyard, if they find, she finds feces from the other dog, she wants to rub her head in it.
Ooh, and then, lovely.
And then come running back and show us how proud she is.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't eat it or, you know, anything. And I guess two questions, is that unusual? And second, how can I help stop the behavior?
Yes, it actually is not all that unusual. I'd say more dogs tend to actually ingest feces, but there are a good amount of them that will roll in the fecal matter, and they do. They come back so proud and happy about it. And it's interesting because there's a lot of behaviorists out there. We really don't know why dogs do this. There's a lot of theories out there, and some of the theories are that, you know, they're either masking their scent or they're picking up the scent of, you know, where they've been, and they're kind of using that to tell the other pack members where they've been, but we really don't know why. But they enjoy it. They love it.
Right.
So it is kind of a self-rewarding behavior. So gross, definitely. I don't think anyone would argue with that. The hard thing is because it is a self-rewarding behavior, you have to actually prevent it from beginning in the first place, or you've already lost that ability to train her out of that. So that means the challenge is we have to, when she's faced in these situations, we have to do a couple things. One is to try to control her movement. So either keep her physically away from the areas where the fecal matter are, or we keep her on a head collar, like a gentle lead harness. And that way, when she kind of gets near the material, you can direct her another way. But we also want to remember, it's not supposed to be about disciplining or correcting her when she does this, because that actually is, in my eyes, I always kind of compare that to the small toddler or the small child that does something wrong and gets yelled at and is like, ooh, I got attention. Negative attention is still attention. So they're still rewarding the behavior. So we ignore it. We don't say, no, don't do that. You actually look for something else we can motivate her with at that time. And the best thing is if you have a combination of the head collar and something else. So I will use squeaky toys. I'll use toys, treats, frisbees, whatever she really digs, other than the fecal matter. Use that as the alternate toy or behavior. So it is hard, especially if you're over at a friend's house and they're kind of doing doggy fun and playing and rolling and that. But it means just kind of taking control of the situation and not allowing her to do that and give her that outlet. And you can actually even go through little practice sessions with this. You know, go to a neighbor, your friend's house, and have her on that, and start doing a little semi training away from that, and that way you can hopefully let her enjoy some of that freedom and that dog play, which is just part of being a dog.
Hey, don't knock it till you've tried it, okay?
Hey, it's doggy perfume.
I appreciate all your help.
Thanks for listening.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.